There's something different about the homeless camp known as Nicholsville that's going up in the central district of Seattle. It's a new tent city with no tents. They're calling it a tiny house village. It will be made up of 16 very small structures built and donated by local organizations. One of them was built by high school students. KUOW's Posey Gruner went to Franklin High School to see the students put the finishing touches on this tiny house.
The nest, as the students call it, is a serious step up from a tent. There's no plumbing or electricity, but it's watertight, it's insulated, it has walls and a lock, and it was designed with a homeless person in mind. Talia Bell is one of the students who helped design the nest. She's part of Sawhorse Revolution. They teach design and building skills to high school students. And part of Talia's job with the nest was to find out what it's like to live in a tent city, from the residents themselves.
We talked to the Nicholsville residents about challenges they had with the structures they had on site, and things that they wanted, things that were important to them, because if you're not in that situation, it's genuinely very hard to imagine it.
John Horde doesn't have to imagine it. He's a Nicholsville resident, but today he's at Franklin High School for the unveiling of the nest.
You guys have fun doing it?
Horde lost his housing in February of this year, and he didn't have anywhere to go.
So what I did is I just grabbed my camping gear and, you know, stuff I could carry, and I was like, you know, I need to keep my job. And so I crawled into the jungle and just set up a tent.
The jungle is a patch of woods and thickets between Beacon Hill and I-5. Horde lived there for 5 weeks. He spent his days working as a journeyman carpenter on a condo remodel downtown. But at night, back at the tent, he was always anxious.
I mean, I'm a pretty big guy. But in the darkness of that jungle, size doesn't matter. And it's like I'd hear people walking around or creeping around, and just instantly I'd wake up. And yeah, I was in fear of my life every night.
As it happened, the jungle was just up the road from a Nicholsville tent city. Horde saw it one morning on the way to work. He moved in as soon as he could. He likes the security and the sense of community. But he still has one problem.
When the wind blows, you know, my tent kind of buckles a little bit. So it'd be kind of nice to have a sturdy wall and not have to worry about that.
That problem will be solved soon for people like Horde when the nest rolls into the tiny house village. The nest will be one of 16 other structures set up in a lot owned by a church at 22nd and Union. The tiny house village is a project between the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, the Low Income Housing Institute, and Nicholsville. Bella Biagio lives a few doors down from the church in a house she's rented for 18 years. A few months ago, she learned that Nicholsville was moving in. Again.
I was really upset, to be honest.
On a recent morning, Biagio stood on her porch with her neighbor, Jeff Fike, and remembered what it was like when Nicholsville had a tent city on the same site over a year ago.
Lots of activity, lots of drugs, lots of panhandling, huge open bonfires every night. It just wasn't good for the neighborhood.
They say on top of the substation next door, all the construction happening around them, and Uncle Ike's pot shop opening up close by, it's too much stress on the neighborhood all at once. Biagio says she brought up those concerns with the pastor at the church.
And his response basically is, well, when is a good time? And I said, that's not the point. So I questioned about that. And basically, he said it was happening whether any of us disapproved or not.
Back at Franklin High School, at the unveiling, John Horde participates in a key handoff ceremony. He's not likely to get this tiny house. He's low on the waiting list. But he accepts the key on behalf of Nicholsville.
Everybody, we want to say thank you very much for what you've done today. You've enhanced humanity in a fantastic way by doing this. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is this the key?
This is the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you guys get off my yard?
The nest will be one of the first structures in place at the tiny house village. It arrives this Sunday. For KUOW, I'm Posey Gruner.